Welcome to the I Can Relate podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. On this podcast, we talk to relatable and amazing people with real life struggles and joys, sharing the goodness of God. Each episode is designed to bring encouragement to your life. So make sure you subscribe today and share with a friend who might need the same encouragement. You're listening to episode 15 of the I Can Relate podcast. Thanks for tuning in, friends. My guest and longtime friend is Jacqueline Palmer, and she is a women's speaker and author. She has written the book, The Beautiful Reward, and she is currently working on a second book. And today we are talking about how to deal with the temptation to judge and the dreaded feeling of being judged. It's easy to fall into the fear of being judged, but it's also easy to fall into the sin of judging others. And today we are going to talk about how to be free from both and understand how to see this through the gospel lens of Jesus. Hey guys, today I have my friend Jacqueline Palmer on the podcast. And Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast.
Oh, no problem. I am thrilled to be here.
Yes. And Jacqueline and I go way back. We met in college, and really we did not hang out. We would talk because she ran the cafe and I would go in there to eat. Everybody who's been listening to my podcast and following knows that I used to live in Las Vegas. And of course, Jacqueline is from Las Vegas. And when we went to interview at the church in Las Vegas, this was her cousin's church, which I didn't know. And I'm seeing her and I'm like, oh my goodness, I remember you from college. She is the most amazing person. She is has the cutest wardrobe, the cutest stilettos. And of course, we were just talking earlier before the podcast recording about how much her and her family love camping. So how does a stiletto wearing woman love camping? Mm-hmm. And oh, her nails are always immaculate too.
Well, thank you. That's quite the intro. And as for camping, I moved to Idaho 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and my husband bought a pop-up camper, so I had a bed instead of a tent floor.
Very nice.
And then I opened my door one day, a couple days before our first big adventure, and there was this big box sitting outside my door, and my husband's sitting there looking at me all excited and smiling. What was inside that box was a portable flushable toilet.
Amazing.
That's so awesome. This is my husband's way of saying, will you please go camping with us? So
I love it.
I had to take that as a compliment. My husband and son wanted me to join the boy world. So I changed my stilettos for Converse wedges, like 3-inch wedges.
Yeah.
And those for my camping shoes.
That's awesome. So, and you love camping.
I love camping. Yeah. We leave again in just a couple days. We'll be gone for about 4-day trip.
That's awesome.
And my pop-up with my portable flushables.
And your wedges.
Actually, I've grown into flat Converse now. I'm baby stepping.
That's right.
Into new shoes.
That's awesome. You're just growing with it. That's awesome.
Just growing. Yeah.
Well, truly, it is a joy to have you on the podcast. And who would have thought that all these years later, we would get to do the podcast together and even just share some special memories from living in Las Vegas. And really getting to know you as a person. And just honestly, if you know anything about Jacqueline, her love for the Lord is evident through her life. And you can watch her life on Facebook. she has, and I'll let her discuss all of her social media platforms. But even on her social media platforms, she's just constantly proclaiming the name of Jesus, and you're truly a light in this world. And I'm even just what she's doing with her church that she attends and how she is leading a women's Bible study, and it is growing, it is thriving in a pandemic. And we were just talking about that before the recording of the podcast, and just how God is using her through this platform as well, of being able to speak to women. And, you know, Jacqueline, just really quick, if you can just share with us about how you did come to know the Lord and to believe in Him, because of course that is the foundation. If anybody's listening to this podcast, that's the foundation first, is to know the Lord.
It's all about Jesus.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. No, mine is, my salvation story is pretty simple. I was 3. So that really is just the story in a nutshell. I was sitting, from what my mom told me, my memory is very vague because, you know, 3, mm-hmm. but the heart is very, very real in my memory. And I was sitting behind my chair and crying, and mm-hmm. my mother comes over and it asks me, you know, 3-year-old questions. And this might be, Becky, why I love toddlers so much, because there's a sweet love, a sweet communication mm-hmm. between yeah. the child and God. And was asking me questions, and she was telling me, you know, I heard something at church about hell and about God, and I wanted to know exactly all of that according to my little brain. And so she explained to me that God was my father, and he sent Jesus to die on the cross and rise again, and that he's my savior, and all you have to do is have faith and believe and receive him as your savior. And I did that, but I think the thing that sticks out in my memory the most is that God was my father. Mm. And my birth father was ill and away, mm-hmm. and I didn't have the presence of a human father. So yeah. the idea of having God as a dad really just settled all of my little thoughts. And I grew up every day talking to my God as my father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is, if you know the Lord, he's mm-hmm. all of our, he's our heavenly father. And if you don't have a dad, you can rest in knowing that you have a heavenly father who really can do way more than even an earthly father can. So thanks for sharing that. So Jacqueline has written a book, and it's called The Beautiful Reward. And, you know, Jacqueline, anytime we do something for the Lord, I think there's always some type of feeling that can come with that. Just share with me on, you know, when you felt God asking you to write your first book, The Beautiful Reward, you know, was mm-hmm. there apprehension, fear?
I think there's always an apprehension because we are flesh and we know our weakness. And sometimes we as women especially dwell too much on our weakness.
Yeah.
And so when God comes at us and is like, here, I want you to hold this sword. I want you to stand on this ground. I want you to accomplish this goal. Our first thought is, oh, my weakness. So I think that's a natural response, and I could be completely off the mark and just, you know, that's Jacqueline's story. But I don't remember an apprehension so much, more of like a, okay, let me just see what happens, until I wrote the first four chapters. At that point, I would use the word dread. Just the word dread defined the whole process. And the reason is I was sitting down with my Bible and my laptop, and I opened up to Matthew 1, and I read Matthew 1, and I did my commentaries, and I prayed and fasted and wrote chapter 1, and I'm like, don't like the topic. So I went on to chapter 2, and I'm like, don't like the topic. This happened chapter 3 and chapter 4. The topic was submission, and I hated the word submission. I hated studying the word submission. I hated the fact that my fingers were typing the word submission. And trying to like understand it correctly. So I erased my entire document.
Oh, wow.
Spent a week in prayer and fasting and basically telling God what had happened is wrong and we need to start again. So being all holy, I sat back down, wrote chapter 1, lo and behold, submission. Chapter 2, submission. So then I fasted correctly, prayed properly, not so much about, oh, I don't want to do what I'm doing, but God, you clearly want to teach me something that I don't know. I didn't know. I only knew man version of submission. I did not know Jesus as the image of submission.
Yeah.
So, for sure. Dread would be my word.
Dread.
Dread. I didn't want to conquer this conversation that I hated so desperately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads into the next question here. What would you share with someone if they are wrestling with stepping out to do something that they feel God is leading them to do, but are dealing with a dreaded feeling or
with dread.
A fearful fear, or even a fearful feeling, or just whatever feeling it is that they personally on their journey are experiencing?
Yeah, freedom. 100% freedom. So whatever it is, if it is you're facing something and you're dreading it because you know what you know about it, and God wants you to know what he knows about it, and it's scary. So if you are walking into something and dread is your emotion, or like you said, fear is your emotion, if you know what you know and God has what he knows and he wants you to learn that, you have to keep your eyes on him. Mm-hmm. And you have to face what you know. You have to overcome what you've gone through. And as you do that, you slowly heal and you walk closer to freedom. And whatever that topic is for me at this time, this book, the topic was submission. And I needed to learn freedom in submission. Mm. I needed to learn how to do it correctly. I needed to learn the process correctly. And I needed freedom in it. Yeah. And beautiful, powerful.
Yeah, that is. So what are the blessings that you have seen God do through this book?
I would put it on the emails that I get, just the random emails that I get. I get emails telling me, you know, I grew up in this type of a home. I was married to this type of a person. Mm-hmm. I knew submission is this type of an umbrella. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, submission is about Jesus following God to the point of death on the cross. That's the image of submission. And when we hear a religious preaching of submission, when we hear man's version of submission, we get very hard-faced and sometimes hard-hearted. And I get emails of people saying, I never knew that submission was freedom. Wow. I always thought it was chain.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. And I love that because we have, you know, freedom in Christ. Mm-hmm. In all things, right?
In all things.
Tell us where we can find your book.
On Amazon.
Okay.
Or barnesandnoble.com. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now you are currently writing your second book, and share with me about the premise of that book and the name of the book, if you can disclose it.
Absolutely.
And when can we look for it?
Yes. And I would say the word dread. Now, you didn't even ask this question, but I would say the word is dread again, because this is how God works with me. Mm. He says, 1 Corinthians is your least favorite book of the Bible. So let's do a book on 1 Corinthians. And I said no to God for about a year on this one. Wow. I read through my Bible, I can't tell you how many times in my lifetime, but more than not, I would skip the book of Corinthians. Mm. I didn't want to read it because to me, 1 Corinthians was law and rules and opinion. And I had nothing to do with it. I don't need one more person giving me one more thing to do. I remember when I said I had a rebellious streak?
Yes.
So there it is. So I sat down with 1 Corinthians and I didn't write on it. I didn't do anything. I just read it. I went and bought a brand new Bible. So it wasn't coming out of my, you know, 20-year-old study Bible. I got a brand new Bible, unmarked, no study guide anywhere. And just simply sat and read 1 Corinthians. And the whole time, I'm just thinking freedom and judgment. There's freedom and judgment. Every single chapter, every single answer that he was writing to the church of Corinth, he was explaining to them how to have freedom from judgment. Mm. And it was brilliant. It blew my mind. So then I opened my laptop and I started writing.
That's awesome. Yes,
so it's called Judged Not, Living a Life in the Freedom of Judgment. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds very good.
Thank you. I'm going to say it is very good because every chapter that I write, God's working. And I find myself more than not on my knees in prayer, asking for help and guidance and freedom from any particular area of judgment. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's real.
And God, you know, he uses different things in our life. Sometimes the things that he's asking us to do to actually teach us something,
you know, imagine that.
about ourselves, but also about who he is. Right. And what a great God we have. And so when can we look for the book?
Originally it would have been about January of 2021.
Okay.
But then this little thing happened to our society. Yeah. And things have gotten backed up a little bit. I am a mother. I have a teen son, and he's been home for the past 4 months. So we've been just kind of hanging out. And when my family goes through any transition, my writing comes to a pause. That's just how I function. Yeah. So the goal is by the fall of 2021.
So today we're going to be talking about a little bit of your book, and we're going to talk about how to deal with the temptation to judge. And here, not even knowing that your word was dread a couple times, you know, here in your life, and the dreaded feeling of being judged, because everybody hates to be judged too. I feel like we're more quick to judge, and we don't like it when we feel judged, or, you know, when we sense that someone's judging us, right? And it's easy to fall into fear of being judged, but it's also easy to fall into the sin of judging others. And today we are going to talk about how to be free from both and understand how to see through the gospel lens of Jesus. So expound on this kind of judgment. It's twofold, you know, judging others and fear of being judged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, like you said, it definitely is something that we are apt to do. We're kind of, in a way, wired. I think it's our sin nature that causes us to just keep our little fanny pack of rocks, and we just chuck judgment stones at people all the time. Mm-hmm. And then we allow others to throw stones at us. Like, we stand there and all too often allow it to happen. Have you ever noticed that? And sometimes we get our own stones and we throw them at ourselves.
Yeah. And it's an interesting way that you're putting it, by saying that we stand there and allow it.
Yes. Because it is a choice. We have a choice to decide, I'm going to let your stone affect me. Mm-hmm. And we have to choose not to. But the question is, how do you choose that?
Yes.
But I think you had asked how to expound on the judging of others.
And I think the fear of being judged, yeah.
And the fear, yeah. And I think the answer for both regards is the same. It's our insecurities that cause us to judge others. And it's our insecurities that cause us to allow the stones to be thrown at us. We allow fear to do so. And I think also we allow our knowledge to throw stones at others. So we know things, right? Because we study our Bible, we mature, we get wiser in our older age, and we know things. And when we see somebody that does something opposite of what we know, we throw stones at them. Mm. Instead of using it as an opportunity to lead somebody closer to Jesus, closer to their individual walk with the Lord, we're like, oh, you're not doing it my way, and we cast judgment. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
And then that's why we get stoned often by other Christians as well, because we set ourselves as the comparison radar. Mm. And that's not healthy.
Yeah.
You, Becky, sure, should not be living my life. You cannot walk with the Lord like Jacqueline walks with the Lord. I cannot walk with the Lord the way you do. Mm. God didn't design us to do it that way. We're supposed to walk together, closer to Jesus, as our individual design.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all too often we put ourselves as that comparison for good and bad.
Yeah.
Like, we look down at ourselves and we judge others, and we think highly of ourselves and we judge others.
Yeah.
So it's a sick cycle that we do. And as women, I think we excel in this.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure. How do we overcome that temptation of judging and the other part of being judged?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think they both, just like they both have the same sickness, they both have the same answer. And the answer to everything always is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Know Jesus Christ as your Savior. But then there's the question of, okay, there's a bunch of Christian girls listening to this podcast right now, and we're still throwing stones and we're still being thrown at. So what's the next answer? And the next answer is know Jesus. It really is the answer.
That's right.
And the deeper study comes, and this is what the premise of the book is a chapter by chapter study of who you are in Jesus Christ. If you know who you are,
good.
Like, as the daughter of the King, as a princess to the kingdom, as useful, do you know that you're useful? And I think all too often we forget that. So if anybody is listening to anything or taking any notes, write down 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Spend some time in that chapter and see your use. You're useful.
Yeah, that's
where you are, who you are, right now in your life, you are useful.
Yeah.
See that. And I think when we see our purpose and we see our use and we see our identity as His temple, then we don't have time to throw stones. And we don't even feel the stones coming at us.
Wow.
Because they come, they're always going to come.
Yeah.
We live in a judgmental society. We're always going to be judged. But when we know who we are, we don't even feel it.
Yeah.
It's freedom.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I know even in my own life, God's had to work on just understanding who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. And it is, once you know that, mm-hmm. it's freedom. Mm-hmm. And it's freedom to know that God loves you for you and your fulfillment is found in Him, mm-hmm. and not other people and even what they say or what they don't do mm-hmm. towards you. And so how do we meet people where they're at and genuinely love them for who they are and the road that God has put them on, even when it's different from our mm-hmm. own?
Yeah. Paul covers that in chapter 9, 1 Corinthians 9. So mm-hmm. there's your second note taking. Yep. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 talks all about, you know, I am free to do all things.
Yeah.
That passage. And then at the bottom of the passage, it talks about to the weak, I became weak. To the Jew, I became the Jew. You've got to see and listen. Mm-hmm. You have to listen. Hear their words, hear where they're coming from, and sit with them. Because your whole point, if you know freedom, then you want everybody else to know freedom. And we cannot teach somebody else freedom if we're judging them.
Yeah.
The whole goal, Jesus, every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Because His word is what's going to change somebody's thought. I almost said opinion. Yeah. We don't want to change people's opinions. Opinions are valuable.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but a lot of them are valuable. We need to respect one another's opinions, but we do need to be able to have a back and forth conversation. We have to. And we have to be strong enough to not let their words hurt us.
Yeah.
We can't. It's a choice. Somebody's going to throw a word at you. They're going to throw an opinion at you. And you have to understand they're hurting. They're insecure. They're afraid. They're scared. They don't know. Or maybe they do know and they're judging you on that. Whatever the case is, it's not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let it affect you, but make sure you tell the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. If the ears are open, sometimes the ears aren't open. And that's when you know, okay, thank you for this conversation. And you turn around and walk away, not letting a stone affect you.
Right.
But you have to make that choice. Don't let the stone affect you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do is pick up that stone and throw it at yourself. Sometimes we do that.
Yeah.
Somebody throws a stone at us and we pick it up and we make it even worse. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, that's
we
good.
We do this. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. We're worse to ourselves sometimes than other people.
Yeah.
Don't
absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love twice in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I don't judge myself. And a second time he says, I don't let anybody else judge me. The only person in Paul's life that judges Paul is the Lord.
Yeah.
That floored me.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest level of freedom for me because I judge me and I am so mean to me sometimes.
Mm.
I'm good. I've got, you know, I'm like a duck when it comes to other people's judgment. I can handle it.
Yeah.
I can't handle my own judgment. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm not good with my own. So when I found those passages of Paul saying the Lord is the one that judges me, not myself, I'm like, oh, that's freedom.
Yeah.
That's really truth. Is. And that's where scripture comes in. You grab your sword and every time your head wants to fight yourself, you hold up your sword and you fight right back.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Could you give me maybe a scenario or something that's happened in your life where what you're talking about, someone's throwing a stone or you're ready to pick it up and throw it back at yourself. Or just any, you know, any incident, you don't have to share anybody's names, mm-hmm. but just any incident that you can kind of go back to that says, I remember all of these feelings that I'm talking about, all of this. Mm. And
the short answer is yes. I can give stories. My problem of answering that is sharing my story of things that have been said to me. There's another side of story by others, and I have a hard time sharing those details of those stories because it's not just my story to tell. There are still living entities, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But there are words that have been said to me that you no longer exist. There are words that have been said to me that said you don't have space in my life anymore. Words that were said to me of the reason you're in a wheelchair is because you are overcome with sin. Mm-hmm. I have words that were said to me that your marriage is not going to last because you have an unholy, rebellious spirit. These are words that have been said to me in my late teens, early 20s by people that should not have said those words. Granted, a mean word should never be said from anybody to anybody. You know, it's the tone of the word, the heart of the word that makes it evil communication.
Yeah.
But these words really broke me. They broke me. I didn't know how to handle that. Mm-hmm. And it affected my marriage for a little while because I had a man come in and want to marry me. And then we got married and he loved me. And he continued to love me. And when I had health issues, he continued to love me. And I had medical issues and he continued to love me. And I had healing issues and he wouldn't leave me. And come 10 years of marriage, I told my husband, I said, you've been in my life more than any other human. You've loved me longer than most. Why are you still here? Mm. And he just kind of giggles because he knows me. I've said those words multiple times. And on our 10th anniversary, I asked him, I said, if you don't leave now, it's going to get harder and harder when you leave. And he grabbed my shoulders and he says, for our 10th anniversary, I want you to promise me you will never ask me to leave again. He says, I'm not going anywhere. And I had to learn. I can't put somebody else's mean words or departures on my husband. He's not them. And it was in his faithfulness and his kindness that I learned a new way of living.
Yeah,
that's a sweet beautiful existence. Yeah, yeah. My husband really, he's kind of the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so great. Without going into specifics.
Yeah, no.
Those are the words that really broke me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got healed. All of that was healed through the beautiful reward. Yeah. And it was a hard journey facing and reliving the things that I had gone through and had to heal from them.
Yeah.
So,
thank you for sharing. I think that, it just helps us understand that, you know, when we as women have those feelings or those people that say things to us, we're not alone. There are other people too. And it's great to hear how God helped you to overcome that. And the, you know, he used your husband as to be a great instrument in that. So last question, what are the blessings that we can receive by living out a judgment-free life, whether it be, you know, fearing judgment or being a judger?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been a broken record with the word dread and the word freedom, but ultimately it's freedom.
Yeah.
You're free. Yeah. You can walk around and instead of walking into a grocery store with your fanny pack of stones, checking them at every single person you pass on every single aisle. Instead, you're walking around free of judgment, grabbing your milk, grabbing your bananas, getting whatever you need and smiling at people.
Yeah.
And when you feel the judgment coming at you, you're understanding and you're kind and you're responsive and you're a light and you're free. And you walk out of the grocery store with your head held high knowing I was just a light.
Yeah.
So, I just passed by some strangers that I never knew, and I was able to share a smile with them. I was able to say hi to somebody I didn't know, and I was able to get faces in my brain, and I can pray for them.
Yeah.
Pray that they have a good day. Pray that they have good health. Pray that they have strength to make it through their day. Instead of saying, can you believe You're walking right. out with a prayerful spirit.
Turning it around. Turning it around instead of that negative thought, just say a prayer for them.
Yes.
And you have no idea what that person is dealing with or their frustrations in life that they're going through.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's freedom. I absolutely adore freedom.
Yeah.
it's one of my favorite things to stand on. It's what Christ gave us.
Yeah.
It's our freedom from sin, grave, the death. We have freedom. So why not live it? He's given us life abundantly. Let's live in freedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So before we close, if you can let everybody know, and this was so great, I hope that you will pass this podcast on to someone, this episode. And Jacqueline, if you can share with them how they can connect with you on the social media platforms, and you can go through like Facebook and Instagram and all that.
I have a website and it's my name, JacquelinePalmer.com. And you could subscribe and contact me through there. I'm there frequently and I write weekly prayers and blog posts. And I just, my website is it's a fun source.
Yeah.
I am on Facebook with Jacqueline Noel, N-O-E-L. So track me on there. I'm on Instagram and I think that might be my game. So definitely find me and we'll contact each other through that way. But.
And are you Jacqueline Noel on Instagram as well?
I think I'm Jacqueline Palmer on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. Noelle's I'm telling you. Name, right?
Noelle is my middle name. Yep, yeah. I'm a December baby. Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I were better at social media, but
I think you're
it's
doing
just
great.
Not my game.
She is on there and she's always sharing positive writings and things like that. And so she is on there. It's not like
I am present.
I mean, unless she's camping.
That is the truth.
Then she's not on there.
Hands down. So don't find me between the next few days.
Yeah. Because she'll be camping. So
I will be in the woods.
Yeah. But no, you can find her on these platforms and she is on there and she's consistent on there again, unless she's camping. But you will be encouraged. And Jacqueline, like I said, she has such a heart for the Lord and you can just see that through her post and just her life. And I think Jacqueline lives this freedom in Christ to walk free of judgment and free from judging others. I think that Jacqueline does a great job at that. And I know the workings of the Lord in your life. And, you know, thank you for sharing this wonderful truth. It has been a help to me. And I know it's going to help countless other women because like the Bible says, right? You know, when you know the truth sets you free. And so thank you for sharing these truths today. Thanks everyone for listening today on the podcast. I would love it if you could give some stars and write a review. This will help others find the podcast and be encouraged. I look forward to connecting with you next time on the I Can Relate podcast.